Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Uvalde, Texas is reflecting on the lives lost since a mass shooting forever changed the lives of so many of the town's residents 1 year ago today. A gunman killed 19 children and two teachers, and just 2 days later, the distraught husband of one of the educators also died of a heart attack. NPR's Adrian Floti, the report said today, the community is not only mourning, but also angry that a year later, so many questions remain unanswered about the botched law enforcement response to the shooting.
Many families of the victims have said they can't even start to heal until they have more answers about what happened that day. They want to know why it took police more than an hour to enter the classroom and kill the gunman. They want to know if their children were among those who bled to death waiting for help to arrive. A year later, several official investigations into those questions are still ongoing, making it hard for families to find closure. Some decided to leave town today. They didn't want to be in Uvalde as it marks 1 year since the tragedy. Other families are hosting a nighttime vigil at the public park in the center of town. They'll light candles, read the victims' names, and honor their memories. Adrian Florido, NPR News, Uvalde, Texas.
Debt ceiling negotiations resumed today in Washington. The White House and congressional Republicans have been sparring over the terms for securing enough congressional votes to approve an increase in the nation's borrowing limit. House conservatives want a commitment first on deep federal spending cuts. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told the Wall Street Journal CEO Council today, without a deal, Treasury may lack the resources to make good on obligations Congress has already incurred.
It's not about stopping new appropriations or future spending and tax decisions. It's really an extra constraint that's imposed that makes it impossible. Essentially, we've bought things, put on our credit card, and then says you can't pay the credit card bill.
Today, Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters that both sides are still far apart. Later today, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to announce his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports DeSantis is scheduled for a live event on Twitter at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Ron DeSantis will join Twitter Executive Chairman Elon Musk for a live Twitter Spaces event where he is expected to jump into the presidential race. DeSantis has spent the past several months laying the groundwork for a campaign against former President Donald Trump for the GOP nomination. Trump is currently leading the Republican field. DeSantis joins a growing group of contenders hoping to convince voters that Trump cannot win in a general election against President Biden. The Twitter event is expected to stream live with real-time questions from Twitter users. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is down 243 points. You're listening to NPR News. Ukrainians have taken yet another step away from associating with Russian culture, this time with a major shift in how they celebrate religious holidays. NPR's Yulian Haidar reports Ukraine's largest church is reforming its calendar to align with most of the world's Christians.
It used to be that all the world's Christians all celebrated holidays on the same days, but after some mathematical snafus and reforms, different Christian denominations settled on different dates. In the West, Roman Catholics and Protestants settled on December 25th as the date of Christmas centuries ago, while the Russian Orthodox Church celebrates on January 7th, the old date. Now, bishops from the pro-European Orthodox Church of Ukraine have voted to ditch the old date and celebrate Christmas and other holidays along with the West. That puts the church in Ukraine in line with other groups like the Greek Orthodox Church, who made the switch a century ago. Still, the small minority of believers who belong to the Russian-aligned Ukrainian Orthodox Church will still observe the old date. Yulian Haida, NPR News.
Filmmaker and author Kenneth Anger has died at the age of 96. His death was confirmed by his gallery, which said that the author died May 11th from natural causes in California. In 1947, when Anger was still a teenager, he directed a short gay art film called Fireworks that got him arrested for obscenity. Fireworks and Anger's other experimental movies are now thought of as counterculture classics. Working exclusively in short films, he produced nearly 40 works since 1937, nine of which have been grouped together as The Magic Lantern Cycle. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.